Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa City Council approved the amended 2022 draft budget on Wednesday after weeks of deliberating over its contents. Parts of this year's budget were controversial, such as the Ottawa Police Service Board, or OPSB, draft budget. The Ottawa Police Service requested an extra $14 million in the new year, despite being tasked with designing a draft budget that assumed a 0% increase. In response, some residents and councillors called on the OPSB to freeze the 2022 police budget at 2021 levels. Instead, the OPSB was granted $11.45 million, a $2 million decrease from the initial ask. During Wednesday's City Council meeting, Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly sought final approval for the OPSB budget, but warned against the risks a decrease would carry.
There are significant risks, including the possibility of a 2022 year-end budget deficit. This is given the likelihood of unplanned natural disasters, which we've experienced in this city over the last several years, tornadoes, floods, ice storms, or man-made public safety crises, a mass shooting, a terror attack, violent demonstrations. The next risk area is the inability to meet the increasing demands from community stakeholders across the city and literally in every ward for more police services, including more visible, accessible police officers delivering those services. The third area of risk, the lack of any current concrete plans to implement alternative service delivery models in this city. The Ottawa Police Service must have material involvement in the development, implementation, and evaluation of these plans in order to fully endorse them and to fully support them.
At a meeting of the OPSB last month, members of the public, along with some board members, pushed to reallocate some funding from the police budget to other city services. Slowly said he welcomes transitioning some services from the police's jurisdiction to other city sectors, but that it might take longer than expected.
This is a situation that's been forced on policing for several decades. When we defunded the health institutions that used to provide these services, those funds never flowed back into community. They didn't flow into police services. They didn't flow into community health services. They didn't flow into hospitals that still to this day provide those services. It became therefore a default to police, fire, and ambulance, and mainly police, to respond to a wide variety of things from innocuous, low-risk, low-acuity wellness checks. I haven't heard from my aging parents. I live in British Columbia. Could you go knock on their door in Canada and see if they're okay? The police don't need to be involved in that in Ottawa or any part of Canada. But there will need to be a service that can answer that phone call or that email request from British Columbia and send somebody out to knock on that door and be accountable to provide a response back in a reasonable and verifiable way. I'm completely for that. I'd love for that to stop tomorrow. It could take several years for that level of transition to happen.
Concern over use of force among Ottawa residents has grown in recent years with the police-involved deaths of Abdirahman Abdi and Anthony Ost in 2016 and 2020, respectively. In both cases, heavy-handed police tactics played a part in the deaths of unarmed black men. The current model of crisis response includes three bodies: fire, paramedic, and police. Some community advocates are calling for the addition of a fourth, which would handle response to nonviolent, low-risk crises. Funds which are removed from individual committee budgets are returned to the city budget to be reallocated toward other city services. However, Chair of the OPSB, Councillor Diane Deans, moved to allocate the funds removed from the police budget to aid in the creation of a newly established community mental health response. The approved budget will take effect on January 1, 2022. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.